The flow of blood around the body is arguably one of the most unnoticed experiences in the existence of a human, but one of the most vital. The truth of this becomes more evident when situations such as illnesses or accidents arise that create a demand. Blood becomes a precious product in the medical world, facilitating transactions that could mean the difference between life and death. Every year on June 14, countries around the world celebrate World Blood Donor Day, WBDD. The event serves to raise awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products, and to thank blood donors for their life-saving gifts of blood. Blood transfusion is an essential component of emergency healthcare. Emergencies increase the demand for blood transfusions and make its delivery challenging and complex. Blood donor organizer of the National Blood Transfusion Service, Igol Allen, says World Blood Donor Day is particularly important for celebrating the country's voluntary blood donors.
It's on June 14th every year, and it's celebrated right across the world. What we seek to do on World Blood Donor Day is to raise awareness of the needs for safe blood and blood products. There are persons that when they donate for persons that are ill and not necessarily just donate. So we call those replacement donors.
Mr. Allen says stakeholders involved in this year's World Blood Donor Day observances include the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Southern Regional Health Authority, and National Health Fund, NHF.
It is important for Jamaicans to come out and donate blood because we only meet 50% of the demand. And each and every one of us literally has it in us to donate. Remember, blood is essential medicine needed every day. It's prescribed in hospitals right across Jamaica. Let those three persons live. You have it in you.
Special emphasis will be on Manchester for this year's observance, as the National Blood Transfusion Service will set up a major blood drive at the Gulfview Hotel in the parish capital, Mandeville, starting at 9 a.m. Last year, the National Blood Transfusion Service organized a major blood drive at Emancipation Park and a celebration for blood donors who gave 50 units or more. In Jamaica, the demand for blood is approximately 60,000 units per year, with the National Blood Transfusion Service meeting just about half of this requirement.
What we actually need is persons to come out and go to the centers, not wait on us. Centers are right across Jamaica. Find the center that's closest to you. Call us. We will guide you. 922-518-124.
You can donate blood this Wednesday and at any other time during regular opening hours at centers located island-wide. The centers in Kingston are at the National Blood Transfusion Service at 21 Slipe Road, University Hospital of the West Indies, and the National Chest Hospital. The National Chest Hospital only opens on a Saturday for blood collection from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Blood may be donated at the Port Antonio Collection Center in Portland, Maypen Hospital Collection Center in Clarendon, and Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James. The Savannah Lamar Hospital in Westmorland and the Mandeville Regional Hospital in Manchester are the blood collection centers in the respective parish. The Falmouth Collection Center in Trelawney will not be open on Wednesday for blood collection. Persons wishing to donate blood for the first time must be aged 17 to 60 years, whilst regular donors can go up to age 65 years. Registering to donate blood will also give you a chance to check your hemoglobin level and find out your blood group. Hemoglobin levels fluctuate, so if you tried donating blood before and your blood count was too low, then that doesn't mean it's still the case. Persons are being encouraged to eat properly before coming to donate, rest well, and hydrate. For more information on blood donation, visit the website of the National Blood Transfusion Service at nbts.gov.jm.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.